wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up.
With Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.
Lorraine, what do you want to hear more of and less of in terms of celebrity gossip?
Less Meghan Markle, more Taylor Swift.
Ooh.
I am an almost 50-year-old huge Swiftie. I believe there's a lot of closeted Swifties, so I just want to admit it.
Me too. I've just recently come out.
Did you come out?
Lorraine, I've come out as a Swiftie. I've been suppressing it, my inner Swiftie, and then all of a sudden I was in the car singing along and I knew all the lyrics and I was like, what have I become?
And my kids were like,
thank you.
It's the best class to belong to. We're 100%. All very kind.
We are very kind, very cool people. And my kids love it. And we play and we sing and we dance on the way to dancing and back. My girls absolutely love that I've become a Swiftie.
Yeah, best dad ever.
I will wear a nappy and go and sit in a 3-hour concert.
I will.
Because that's
I watched the whole Eras tour for a year and I've seen every night. I'm a huge Swiftie.
That's what they say that about the parents that go along to watch Taylor Swift. They say you can't go for a wee because if you lose your spot at the Taylor Swift concert, you're never getting it back.
Mm-mm.
You are in the masses of people, wear a nappy, they say. Rather just wee in an adult nappy and stay where you are.
And you don't want to miss a moment. So which album was your coming out album?
Well, listen, it's a combination of them. There's been some of the old stuff, some of the new stuff. Can I tell you who else joined our club? I'm going to out him now on radio as a Swiftie as well.
Yes.
Former Springbok captain, World Cup winning captain John Smith is a Taylor Swift fan as well. He went to a concert and he told me about the nappy thing.
I'm jealous.
Xander, welcome to the club.
Morning, Ryan.
Morning. When did you realize that you were a Swiftie?
Yes. Look, I was a closet Swiftie in high school.
Right.
And because of that, people actually thought that I was in the closet for other reasons.
Right.
So when the Forever album came out, that was my jam.
Yeah.
And I was rocking that album in my car whenever the opportunity presented itself. Then the Red album came out. Same thing. I just blasted that one on full. And when that album was released, that was actually when I fully came out as a Swiftie and said, right, guys, let's go. This is me.
Yeah. Accept it. This is who I am. This is it now, you know. And that's the don't you think it's incredible? I think her music, mine is because my kids love Taylor Swift, right? And they want her songs played all the time. And I got to a point in the car where I would default to one of her songs and I find myself singing along with the girls. And I'm like, what? I've realized I'm now enjoying this. I'm a part of the club. I am too. Swiftie.
Yeah.
And now I've accepted it, and I'm loving it. And the girls and I will talk in the car about music a lot because they love music. And Taylor Swift always comes to the top of the music pile when it comes to the songs they want to hear. And I'm like, yes, it's great. I don't ever remember my parents listening to stuff I was listening to, going, "Hey, man, this is cool. Let's play more, whatever." You know. And I think it's quite cool if you could be an artist that appeals not only to a younger generation.
Yeah.
But also a slightly older generation. That's a big thing to do.
So all you Swifties love her because of her music ability.
Yeah.
Not her toxic dating traits.
I don't follow her toxic dating traits, Rick.
Oh, no, I'm just
I didn't know about that.
I'm just asking,
don't date her, otherwise you'll have a song named after you.
Yeah.
That's what most people
look,
used
first
to say.
Of all, I don't think we could date anyway, because I don't think Karen would appreciate that, right? I don't even think my kids would. They'd be like, "Dad, do we have to go fetch her from the airport? Like, who else is gonna? Is she? I didn't know everyone she dates.
Yeah,
she's like a Black Widow spider.
Everyone she dates, she's sung about. They're in a song somewhere, lyrics, and so
well, people Tina used Tua's to say already that. Done that for
me. Simply the best, yeah. Ready
or not? The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.